T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Did you hear that? It's just astonishing listening to this morning. It's a montage of the heads of the CIA, the FBI, and the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, lying. Just flat out lying on television in interviews. This is not, you know, they got dragged into Congress, got grilled, were trying to cover their butts. These are interviews they volunteered to go do.
Yeah.
Saying things we now know as they sat there in the studio at the time were contradicted by what was in their own files, and they knew it. They knew it. Oh, that intelligence assessment, you know, the one with the 17 agencies say, actually, we meant only 3 agencies say. Yeah, we didn't use the dossier for that. Lie.
Yeah.
Lie. I mean, there was a time when if you wouldn't repeat that, there was a time when, like, if you even questioned any of this, the text line would explode with, but 17 agencies say. Lies. And, I mean, see, so they go on and on. I mean, my favorite is the one by Brennan. At the beginning of this, do you have any evidence of collusion? Like, do you have any evidence of, you know, contacts between Trump campaign and Russians? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. It's the same thing as Schiff saying, I've seen the evidence. I've seen it. Yeah, well, nobody else has, Mr. Schiff or Mr. Brennan. These aren't just political hacks. These aren't just, you know, people who want to get their face on the television. These are the heads of our intel agencies lying to us when we now know at the time, because we have the timeline, that they knew better. Now, I don't know how you fix that. I don't. I mean, I will go to my grave. I will never again believe a single word the FBI tells me. I just won't believe. I just don't believe it. I'll hear it and go, wonder if that's true. That's really interesting. We'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so insidious about all this. You know, the Democrats will sit here and talk about all the damage to the institutions that Trump has done about his criticism of certain individuals and everything. But what about the damage that Democrats have done and the people within the bureaucracy have done to these institutions because of what they've done to Trump?
Yeah. I mean, listen to Clapper lie. Listen to Brennan lie. The first two lies are the worst in this.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No, some of it hasn't been proven, and some of it hasn't been. No, I guess the short answer to the question.
Did evidence exist of collusion, coordination, conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors at the time you learned of 2016 efforts?
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign.
Total lie. In fact, during that very period he's talking about, they'd already been rejected by the FISA court one time, and they were then perjuring themselves, with lies to go before the court again.
Yeah.
He couldn't have seen it because it didn't exist. We know that now because of the FISA court. Yet this is what drove a lot of the media narrative. And I hate to defend the mainstream media at all. But again, look at the resumes of these guys. Director of National Intelligence, head of the FBI, head of the CIA. All three of them are telling you something. That's compelling. It's compelling. Now, when you do the background research that you and I do for this show every day, you begin to see how what they're saying doesn't make any sense. But just based on that, and I'm going to tell you what, what you're going to see, and this is going to be even more jaw-dropping, these guys were eviscerated by that FISA hearing yesterday. I mean, we got a timeline now. We know what they knew then. We know all of it. They got nothing. And yet, I guarantee you, in the coming weeks, you will see Comey and Brennan, maybe Clapper, back on the tube again, as if they are credible commentators and not liars. And every one of those clips I just played you, and it was a much longer, it was almost 2 minutes in the last segment. I won't do it again. They were all on television, Lee. These were not from hearings, with the exception of the one to Trey Gowdy.
Yeah.
And that one was followed up by one with Brennan that was on television. So these guys went above and beyond. I mean, when CNN calls and MSNBC calls, they could be like, well, you know, it's a delicate national security matter. I better not comment. They didn't have to drive this. They didn't have to drive, you know, this political campaign against the president, yeah. Yet they did.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, day in and day out.
Once again, I'll make the statement. What they did proves the bias.
Yeah.
That was denied. I mean, that's the fruits of the bias are these, you know, these things that have been done by these people with this, and, you know, pushing this false investigation, false narrative.
So let's like go a step further for a second, get into mind of Clapper and Comey.
There's a place that I want to be.
And Brennan. I know. I don't think there's much in the mind of Clapper. Anyway, yeah. And get it. So you know, the whole time you're lying. You know that you're on television lying. You also have to know or fear that at some point this is all going to be exposed, right? I mean, there's so many investigations going on. It's got to come out, right? So the only thing that you could possibly be hoping for or counting on is that you're going to depose the president before your lies can be exposed. Can you think of another motive? Because otherwise, you're just like, you know, tying the rope around your neck by doing these interviews. They had to think they could take him out. The president, I mean. It was a comment. Think about it. For a long time there, it was a real contest. Now, that sounds crazy now, but think about it. At the time they're doing this stuff, it wasn't just the Democrats doing this. Let's not forget that. There were four separate investigations running, two in the House and two in the Senate, by Republican-controlled committees all. And this was, I mean, I could go, I mean, and I'm not going to bore you with them, but Lindsey Graham sounds great now. He was out there doing an interview every other day saying, well, we've got to get to the bottom of this. I mean, it would be terrible if, you know, Trump colluded with the Russians. I personally would impeach him. So this is why Brennan, I mean, this is how bad it got. This is why Brennan and Clapper and all them really thought they could get somewhere. We forget what it was like. It was Trump against the world.
Yep.
Trump against the Republicans, Trump against them. They really thought they could get somewhere. This isn't just them running a political campaign against the president. This is an attempt to take him out. And that just can't stand. It just can't. And, you know, this is the kind of thing I used to tell people, oh, come on, there's not conspiracies like this. I mean, how many people have to be involved? You couldn't even coordinate them all. Nobody do a conspiracy like that. Well, to my listeners that I've said that to in previous years, not about this, but other things, I apologize. My God, I mean, if you wrote a script where the heads of the FBI, CIA, and DNI were colluding against the president, I mean, could you even sell that in Hollywood? It's too unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounds like political fiction.
Yes. You'd be like, well, why don't we just make it one agency? That's just not going to be believable, all three. And yet they did. They did it. So to me, Lee, I've just been thinking about this. There's only one lie left standing. I think it's a lie I always have, and I have never reported it as truth. There's only one thing left standing, and we repeat it as if it's a gospel truth, and that is this, that the Russians hacked the DNC server, and by that, they interfered in the election. Well, these liars are the same people who told us that, and they have never presented one shred of proof.
Yeah.
They never examined the server. Server may be in Ukraine, God knows, right? That's what set the Democrats in a panic, was when Trump went after the server. It wasn't going after Biden that panicked them. It was the server.
Yeah.
My God, what's on that server? Are we allowed at all to move that back into the question mark column of, well, maybe the Russians interfered, maybe they didn't? They've never proved it to us. And again, when challenged in federal court, they said that where they got it from was, remember that CrowdStrike consultant that was hired by the Democrats. They're like, yeah, we looked at the server. It was totally the Russians. The FBI was like, okay, sure. Did they want to see it? No. Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the DNC, saying, no, the FBI never asked me for the server.
Yeah.
They didn't even want it. And yet still, we are required to repeat that the Russians interfered in our election. I refuse. Everything these people have told me about Russia and Trump has been a lie. I don't know why we are required to believe that that is true. It steams my butt. Look, I'll happily report it if it's ever proved to me.
Yeah.
But until then, as far as I'm concerned, it's part of the FBI conspiracy theory, the bizarre conspiracy theory they have launched out there with zero proof. Can you imagine if we find out the Russians didn't hack this election? The Russians weren't the ones who went after the emails? You know what Julian Assange has been trying to tell us for years?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go as conspiracy here, but why should I believe them? Everything else they've told us is a lie. Wonder if that server really is in Ukraine. Their reaction to Trump going after it certainly would suggest it is, or that they're really afraid that he's on the trail of it, which makes me wonder what the heck is on it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage chalk line to talk to Bruce in Simpsonville. Hey, Bruce.
Hello. As an American, I can't express how disgusted I am at our government. I mean, the heads of our government. Listening to you and Rush, kind of touched on something that all these guys, like Comey, when he's talking about Hillary, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would bring, that was a lie. Any reasonable. All these people that we know are committing crimes that they're not going to charge, you know, it just gives me no hope for our government. But what Russ touched on was, well, when they start to peel this back, you're going to see it's a global, you know, everything's tied globally. So as, you know, you pull one, if you do it here in America, it's going to have to happen all over the world. I don't think they're going to allow that. But I mean, I've got no faith in our government. It just makes me sick. Even Lindsey Graham, he's a great talker, but that's it. He's not going to bring up any charges. He's not going to, I don't think he's going to do the investigation that needs to be done in order to make stuff roll. And I don't have any faith in him. And I'm just disgusted. And you know, I won't vote for the man again. I don't know who's going to run against him, but he's got my vote as long as he's not a socialist.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to come down. It's going to come down. Unfortunately, the future of the Republic will come down to Bill Barr and Durham. They can go at it two ways. They can either, you know, and it's good that they've impaneled a grand jury and that the investigation has turned criminal. They can either hand us some indictments and get us the story before the election, or they can declassify the documents before the election. It's been over 200 days since Trump ordered that and put Barr in charge. There's only two routes that are left to us because the Horowitz report's done. But here, Bruce, let me hold on for a second. And thank you for your phone call. Let me put something in perspective for you. It is very easy to get angry and cynical, okay? But keep in mind, okay, did you expect this swamp to go easily? okay, we got beat. All right, bye. No, there's trillions of dollars at stake. One of the last speeches Trump gave, he said it over and over, there's trillions of dollars at stake. They will not roll over easily. Yeah, but it's taken so much time. I mean, we are nearly 3 years into this, and we are, it seems some days, no closer to justice than we ever were before. I would say that's not true. Because you have to look at where we've got. Washington has been like this and operated like this to some extent for God knows how long. Our intel agencies have always been this corrupt. What? Yeah, it's not just Comey. Again, I keep bringing up Filegate. They shouldn't have the technology they did today. They kept files on the Clintons' enemies. The FBI did, illegally, by the way, in violation of the Fourth Amendment rights. And when the Clintons wanted them, they walked the files over to the White House. Dumped them there. They've been doing the Clintons' dirty work, and God knows who else's, for a long, long time. And people in the 90s were doing the hiring of the people today. This is entrenched. There will be no easy solution to this. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you look at where we were in MAGA Ground Zero Year One, 2017, compared to today, let's remember, because you can't see the progress. It was Trump versus the world. Lindsey Graham was on the dang camera every other day talking about how mad he'd be at Trump if it was true that he colluded with the Russians, and it looked like there was some evidence of that. He was out there praising Mueller every other day. There were four investigations plus the FBI's into Trump, and every one of them was led by Republicans. Trump did not control the apparatus of the Republican Party. He does today, the fundraising mechanisms, all of it. He wrested it back from the Romney-Bush cabal. And today, not only are Republicans not investigating Trump, Democrats can't get a single vote from them, and most of them are on Trump's side because they damn well better be. They're afraid of their constituents. It took a Vulcan mind meld to do that by Trump gradually over the years. He's used your love for him or just what he's doing to turn Republicans onto his side. Can you see how big of a transition that is? And that took 3 years. Only now are we ready to begin considering the truth. That's a lot of progress. It's not as fast as we want, I know, but it's a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. All right, we're here this morning. Want to tell you about a great event. We at 106.3 WORD and Jeff Lynch Furniture are getting behind. Presley Stutz joins us this morning.
Good morning, Tara. It's nice to be in the studio with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't be afraid to be unnaturally close to that microphone.
Okay. All right.
It looks, you see mine, it's covered with lipstick.
So oh, yeah. There
tell,
you go.
You can tell it's mine and what my favorite shade is.
There
yes.
you go.
but we're friends, Presley. We have been for a long time.
Yes.
And that's why I'm really excited about what you're doing here, the Rock the Red USA convention that's coming to town. You're putting this together. We're sponsoring it. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So, you know, Tara, we're coming up, we're just 2 months shy of the 11th anniversary when Rick Santelli stood on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and he had his rant. And he said, you know, America needs its own Tea Party because the Obama administration was just basically wanting to give everything away that hardworking Americans had worked for. And overnight, it seemed like there was a spontaneous combustion of people all across America saying, hell no, we've had enough of this. And, the Tea Party, that was the inception of the Tea Party, and the Tea Party was born. And a good friend of mine down in Myrtle Beach, a gentleman named Joe Dugan, stepped up to the plate, and he became the South Carolina director for the Tea Party Coalition. And Joe had the foresight back around 2011, 2012, I don't remember exactly when, to start an annual convention, to bring like-minded people together where they could meet one another, where they could network, where they could fellowship, where they could exchange ideas, where they could hear from subject matter experts on a number of issues. And as a matter of fact, in 2015, a guy named Donald Trump showed up at the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition
convention.
I didn't
know that.
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, Tara, it was 6 months before he even announced that he was running for president. He came and put his big toe in the water at the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition in 2015, and he came back in 2016. And South Carolina being, the first primary in the South, we propelled him on, to victory, as the Republican nominee for the party. But
I can remember back then Presley thinking and hearing it looks like Donald Trump will get in the race, and me thinking, as a Democrat or a Republican?
We were all a little suspect back then, I've always said, God has a great sense of humor when he does things.
Yeah, so he does.
He really does. So our friend Joe has been faithfully, putting this convention on every year. Unfortunately, in 2018, Joe's wife passed away. And this past summer, Joe was diagnosed with stage 4 larynx cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know Joe. That's
right. And so he's had a tough time, but his spirits are good. And I talk to him every week and give him a report. We've named him Chairman Emeritus, but he passed the baton. And of all people, he called me and I said, "No, Joe." I told him no multiple times. Finally, after twisting my arm and a few others twisting my arm, I said, okay, we'll only do this if we can get a good group of volunteers. And we got a great group of volunteers here in the Greenville area. And I said, Joe, you live in Myrtle Beach and you've always had this convention in Myrtle Beach, and that's great, but I live in Greenville, so I need to bring the convention to Greenville. And he was fine with that. And then we decided to do a little marketing, and we've changed our name to Rock the Red. It's a little more hip, we just want people to know who we are, and we're trying to get the word out, and here I am sitting on your show this morning, and we're getting the word out about Rock the Red.
That's fantastic. Yes, I was on the radio. I did a tour of duty in Myrtle Beach down there, so I've actually been to the Tea Party convention.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It is a big deal. This will be a big deal.
Yeah, Joe's had as many as 1,500 people at the convention. We're hoping to have about 1,000 here. This is our first year doing it in Greenville, so there's always a little change, but we're really excited. People can go to rocktheredusa.com, and they can see our website. They can scroll down. We've got a couple dozen speakers coming in from all over the country. These are subject matter experts, people who are experts on the Second Amendment, on education, on foreign relations, corruption in the media, corruption in the government, and on and on and on. So it's a great time for conservative, like-minded people to come together, fellowship a little bit, listen to some great speakers, get educated, get motivated, and then walk away activated because, we're seeing what the Democrats are doing here with this sham impeachment that's going on. And we're in for a battle this year in 2020. And so we are firing the first shot across the bow in January with Rock the Red USA.
Fantastic. And I know, tell us where you can go to buy your tickets. And you've got your great speakers there, including Bobby Mack, which will be really cool.
Yep, Bobby Mack is coming in. And you were going to be able to come, but you've got family commitments, and we're going to miss you. But we'll have you next year, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I want to be there. Yeah. I absolutely do. So Bobby Mack will be there for sure. And they've got a great list of speakers, and you can also go to the site to buy the tickets again. Give us the website again.
Yeah, rocktheredusa.com.
Okay.
And they can go there, and front and center it says buy tickets. There's all types of information there. It's going to be held at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Golf Resort over on Verde Boulevard. We're going to start with a Friday evening VIP reception. for those that buy the VIP tickets, there's going to be a nice hors d'oeuvre meal, and people will be able to shake hands, get photos taken with all the speakers that are coming in.
And you'll be hearing from some of the speakers, I think, on this show, too, as we promote the event. But it's rocktheredusa.com to buy tickets. And there's all kinds of ticket prices, too.
Right.
And there's a range of prices depending on how much really great food.
No admission before you buy your first meal, before you even stay in the hotel. So $97 for general admission, we think is a good price. VIP tickets, we feed you all weekend for another $130, so $227 for VIP tickets. We have lower rates for students who have a student ID, so it's going to be a great time.
Fantastic. And again, I'm talking to Presley Stutz, who is putting on RockTheRedUSA.com, which is brought to you by Jeff Lynch Furniture, and of course, us, 106.3 WORD. Anything else folks need to know, Presley?
Well, no, that's about it. We just want everybody. I know you're asking Santa Claus for a lot of gifts, and ask Santa to put a couple Rock the Red tickets in your stocking this year.
There you go. And again, a great way to network with other conservatives, get to know other conservatives throughout. And this will really serve, what, the Southeast?
Yes,
I know
yes.
It didn't great when it was in Myrtle Beach.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've had people come in from a total of 27 different states. Right now, we've got ticket reservations coming in from Florida, Alabama, Georgia.
Cool.
North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and a few other states. So we kind of bill ourselves as the mini CPAC of the South. So we're really excited about what's going to be happening, and we hope to grow in influence as the years go by. In 4 short years, we're going to have another herd of Republican candidates chomping through Greenville, South Carolina, and they're all going to be invited to the Rock the Red event in 23 and 24.
Fantastic. Presley Stutz, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Again, that website is rocktheredusa.com. That's rocktheredusa.com. You can go there, get information, tickets, and all that good stuff.
Tara, thanks for having me.
All
Have
right.
a good day.
Thank you, Presley.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Text to Red State Tara. This is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, where there's often a lot of common sense and some malarkey. Text to Red State Tara, you mentioned the Clintons being given FBI files on their foes back in the 90s. Yes, that was the FBI just being helpful in their campaign. I wrote this during the Clinton impeachment. Limerick alert, limerick alert. Mr. President, you'll get a fair trial, I'll make sure, Carvel said with a smile. You won't be convicted, he boldly predicted. Look up from some senator's file. Texter writes, great job, Tara. Perhaps now you can understand why I've long believed JFK was killed by a cabal of LBJ, Allen Dulles, and J. Edgar Hoover. And something. Texter writes, that Tom Steyer presidential ad on your station is hysterical. And I'm waiting for the laughter in the background every time. Well, you can't hear it because they mute us during the commercials, but we're laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah, he's paying the whole WORD staff's mortgages, and we really appreciate that since not a one of us is voting for him. Neither are you, but hopefully he won't figure that out. Texture writes, huh. Hey, Tara, I've had to apologize to people I thought we're wearing tinfoil hats, too. I'd rather be humbled than continue to be wrong. Well, there you go. If I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Another text writes, your apology is accepted. Love you, Tara. All right, cool. Well, we'll make it up, make it nice. Text writes, hey, Tara, I always thought that the idea of the Russians interfering in our elections was somewhat silly. Did the Russians hack the DNC server? How did Hillary's emails make their way to WikiLeaks? Was it an inside job by a leaker, a Democrat staffer? Too bad Seth Rich is still unavailable for comment. Ooh, low one. Folks, don't forget here. Let's put this all in perspective, shall we? I mean, the hearings you could have on this if only Lindsey Graham would allow us. You know, we got to have a hearing on. You know where I want to start? Do you remember when Julian Assange did that just the dump of all of that information that he had gotten? Remember when we learned that the CIA could disguise themselves as the Russians? Remember that dump? It was because we got all their hacking technology. We got all that. And in that data dump, we learned a horrific thing that still terrifies me. Remember what we learned? That the CIA had been jealous of the FBI having the NSA database. You know, whenever the CIA wants to use the NSA database, they got to go get a warrant. Well, they didn't like that. And so under John Brennan, they had constructed their own NSA-style spy apparatus. Works the same way. Hoovers up all your texts, your metadata, you know, all of that stuff, your locational data, if it's on your phone, all of that stuff, and tracks you. Just like the NSA. Your emails, your texts, all that stuff. And they were just using it in-house without a warrant. I mean, thank God for Julian Assange, we wouldn't know that. That's the funny thing. This stuff we're watching on TV, this is Penny Ante stuff, lying to the FISA court. Shoot, at least the FBI went to the FISA court. There's more than you could say for the CIA. Well, remember that data dump? Julian Assange reached out to the Department of Justice. He was the head of WikiLeaks, and he told them, I got all this, but I'm kind of stuck here in the embassy in the UK, and I don't want to be stuck here. So they won't let me out, and I can't get sunlight, and I'm getting, you know, I don't want to be stuck here. So he cut a deal with them. Remember this? He cut a deal with them, and the deal was he wasn't going to give up his source. He'd publicly insisted it was not the Russians. He was not going to give up his source, but he would tell us and prove to us who it was not. And who it was not, he said, was the Russians. And if we would go along with this and extradite him to the U.S. with the promise of immunity and his help in getting to the bottom of the hacking, or at least proving who didn't do it, he would not release the most potent hacking technology possessed by intel agencies on Earth for everybody, including bad actors, to use. So the DOJ said, that's good. We like that deal. And several other senators got together and they worked on it and they liked that deal. And some of them were Democrats and some of them were Republicans. James Comey moved to scuttle it at the last minute to keep Assange from coming here. The very people who have claimed they would like to get to the bottom of the hacking. I don't think that they wanted to get to the bottom of that hacking. Well, anyway, WikiLeaks founder Assange did end up going forward and then releasing the technology. I thought he shouldn't have done that. The technology part, the knowledge of what the CIA had, that's fair game. It's illegal. By the way, no one's ever done anything to the CIA for constructing their own in-house NSA with which to spy on you. Now, I'd love to have hearings on all that. Now, that would be good. But that's the lengths that Comey has been willing to go to prevent the truth from coming out here. Texter writes, yes, Tara, and Snowden is having to reside in Russia. That's all you need to know. If you're a real whistleblower with real dirt on them, you don't get protection from the deep state. You don't get protection from Congress. You got to run for your life. By the way, if you want to listen to something profound that will forever alter the way that you look at your country and your government, will forever alter the way you look at Barack Obama, yes, but also Dick Cheney and George Bush and our whole deep state and how bipartisan it is. It is a Vulcan mind meld. Listen to the Joe Rogan interview with Edward Snowden. It's a labor of love. Snowden seems to wander off the path a bit, and then he ties it all together in the end. It's all relevant. It is a truly nonpartisan look at the deep state. Something you can't get almost anywhere else. You're not going to get it from the media. And there's things that Snowden says in there that I disagree with. There's praise he has for Obama that I think is insane. But it's the kind of thing you'll never hear in a Lindsey Graham Senate committee. Anyway, it's a Joe Rogan interview. Joe Rogan does a podcast. Joe Rogan interview of Edward Snowden. It'll change your life. Change your mind, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.